Do you have a problem with him taking?
No.
What is the uproar with fans now being upset with basketball players taking games off?
Sean, I don't care. I don't care, man. It's him.
And it has nothing to do with the money they make.
No.
It's the future.
Down and Distance.
On WGNRadio.com.
Hot takes.
Oh.
Hot takes.
Hot takes.
Fire. Who's on fire this week?
Yo, man.
Man, I have to. Man, D'Angelo Russell, definitely on fire. Bro, let me tell you something, man. Young man.
Young man.
Listen to me. If your father's in your life. He's always been there. I see him all the time at the games. He's been there when you're Ohio State. He was there when you're in high school in Florida. Take it from me, young man. It's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. Some of us get 4 or 5 years of making immature mistakes, immature decisions, and they really don't impact us. Maybe they impact one person or maybe a young lady we're dating or something like that. And then finally, by the age of 25, 26, 27, we finally... You know, one day wake up and say, man, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be like this anymore. I don't want to think like this anymore. It's come a little early for you, sir.
Yeah. Can I add on to that?
It's come a little early for you. And we're talking about your profession, your livelihood being on the line.
Let me jump in.
My advice to him, be a man. Step up. Stand in front of the cameras. Apologize and keep it moving. Do not run from this. I don't care what your publicist says. I know your parents might want to protect you. Your people might want to protect you. Hey, you dug this hole.
Gotta figure it out. And to Swaggy P,
you got a lot of money to spend, bro. A lot of makeup gifts.
Yes. And you know what else? You know what? If Iggy is that one that's special to you, for real, honestly,
she's gonna ride or die.
You need to respect her.
Yeah,
you need to respect her. I don't know what she's doing on her end, but it seems like because I'm not in their relationship, Sean. But he needs to respect that if that's actually what he wants in his life. Because man, I'm telling you, you and I both know that good things they don't. Come around so often, and if you have something good that's good for you,
man,
you better hold on to it. You better hold on to it, because you'll be looking and searching down the line going, I wish I could've. Man, all these girls in your life that you're seeing at these clubs, they ain't filling up the cup, man. If Iggy's the one that fills up your cup and that's what you want, then you need to be 100% with it. That's all I gotta say about that. I get it. You gotta have fun. You wanna go have fun. But as a man, like you were talking about, now he has to step up now and figure out what's going to be best for their relationship. So I'm just saying. What else you got? You got anything else? No?
Hot takes last night. Cleveland Cavaliers, they go into the fourth quarter with a huge lead, 17-point lead, and they end up losing the game to the Houston Rockets 106-100. That's just a side story. Because the main story was the fact that LeBron James sat out the game just for rest. A lot of people were upset about that, seeing that it was a nationally televised game. My hot take on it is, once again, with LeBron in Brooklyn, big lead, you lose to Brooklyn, choking in the fourth quarter. Nationally televised game without LeBron, Kevin Love, Kyrie still play, big lead, you choke it away, losing the fourth quarter once again. There's a hot trend with the Cleveland Cavaliers heading to the playoffs because they couldn't blame LeBron last night. He didn't score any points in Brooklyn and they lost. And he didn't score any points in the fourth quarter last night and they still lost.
Well, you know that situation.
Do you have a problem with him taking?
No.
What is the uproar with fans now being upset with basketball players taking games off?
Sean, I don't care. I don't care, man. It's him.
And it has nothing to do with the money they make.
No. Like, if that's the case long term, man, can we just sit back and look at how many times that man has ran up and down the floor? in his career. Not just that, let's not even think about just where he's at. Just where he's at in his career right now.
Five straight seasons going to the NBA Finals.
Let the man rest. He knows what he needs to do. And listen, there is a big, big city on his shoulders right now. Coming back to Cleveland, promising to win a championship in Cleveland. You need the best that you're going to get, because guess what? The two teams that could come out of the West, they ain't messing around. You could add a third in there, too, with the Oklahoma City if you want to. But I'm talking about the two top teams in the West.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, it's going to be a battle to win a championship for Cleveland, if that's the case. Because you look at Cleveland and you look at the dip-off in the East of who's next. When you look at I listen to these people talk about the probability, all the number, you know, the number geeks and where it is. There ain't nobody else that's really not. I think Toronto is next to have like a 19% chance to win the championship out of the East. This is a big deal for him. Relax, man. The man needs some rest. Because I'm watching TV. I want to see him. What? Fans, relax, man. Hot take on that.
What's beef?
Anticipation about Reggie's return to OKC. How do you think y'all handle him today?
Who?
Reggie Jackson.
What happened?
There was a lot of anticipation about his return to Oklahoma City. How do you think y'all handled it? From media, various people.
Nobody in this locker room. We wasn't worried. We just came out and competed. Maybe from y'all, but just another player, another team.
Last night, in detail.
Yeah.
Detroit OKC. Kevin Durant sat out the game. Of course, we know the Chicago Bulls are chasing the Detroit Pistons for that eighth spot in the Eastern Conference for the playoffs. Detroit won the game last night. And it was 88-82. Russell Westbrook struggled mightily from the field all night. He was on a roll getting triple-double after triple-double. Last night, he only had 6 assists, 4 rebounds. At the end of the game, as the Pistons were shooting free throws to ice it, Reggie Jackson, former backup to Russell Westbrook for OKC, led cheers and stood at the free throw line and said, "Get out of here. Get out of here," taunting his former team. Do you have an issue with players taunting other teams or other players that they used to be connected to in a meaningless regular season game?
I mean, I think it's childish.
I guess it wasn't meaningless for Detroit. Well, because they not for, to
yeah,
get into
but
the playoffs.
I still, though, I think it's a little childish, man. We're all pros here.
And Westbrook
right?
said so. He said he felt disrespected in the post-game comments.
Honestly, I think some real I don't appreciate it from our team and our organization. I don't like it at all. But, you know, it is what it is. We'll see him down the line. We take care of that when we get there.
And he should be. I mean, he should be feel disrespected, but Sean, let's be honest, man. Come on, man. This is not little kids basketball, man. We're grown men playing a sport we all get paid for. Just because, I mean, we're going to see each other later anyway.
Well,
you know, like we're going to see each other. But it's not Meek and Drake, you know what I mean? Just pretending like that, you know, over words, man. Like, we actually are going to see each other after the game, like, right after the game. What up, bro? It was good. You drinks on me. I always have a problem with that where, you know, even old teams, when I went back to play Montreal when I was in the CFL with Toronto, I would never do that because those are guys that I rock with in the locker room, but also because, you know, I got showed so much love while I was there. Do I want to beat them on the football field? Yeah, I wanted to get that win. But I would never disrespect any of my old teammates like that. I couldn't do that because I knew I'm going to see them. You know, we're going to see each other. We're going to cross paths somewhere.
Yeah.
So.
And he told him that in his post-game comments. Westbrook was like, yeah, we'll see him down the road.
Yeah.
We'll get at him. And the fact that he was talking garbage, look, if I'm playing OKC and KD's not playing, I'm not bragging about that win.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's like, all right. Yeah, I expect to win if KD's not playing. Before we get out of here, hot takes, man. I have to take it to this.
Where?
Precious moment. Young man in New Orleans runs on the court, hugs Carmelo Anthony, scares the bejesus out of a couple of Pelicans players. But the hot take for me is that if it was going to happen in any sport, I'm glad it happened in that sport.
Yeah.
That sport or maybe even soccer. Because it couldn't happen in hockey.
No.
I mean, that would be crazy if it happened in hockey. If you just saw a kid
in
just
football, no.
Football, definitely not.
But my take.
But the security
is an issue.
Issues.
It's an issue. Because we've seen things that have happened previously down the line, you know, that people have been injured. And it's scary. Because nowadays, when we look at the world that we live in, and it's a shame that this has to be the case, you never know. Sending a little kid out to do grown man's business sometimes, you just never know.
And we constantly tell NBA execs, coaches, and players, stay out of the stands.
Yeah. You got you can't have
so you
that.
You have to make sure that the stands don't come to the court.
It's
as great as a moment as it was.
As it
as
was.
As great as Carmelo made it. I told you, he's my favorite NBA player. I'm talking about as a person. I'm telling you from personal experience. I saw him give time to my younger brother when he didn't have to. 10 minutes of his time.
Yeah.
When there were dime pieces all around. 10 minutes.
He get. And what about shoes? Any shoes?
Yes.
I remember that story.
He's a great guy, great person, and God blessed him with La La for it.
Before we get out of here, real quick, and then we don't really have to elaborate on this one. John Jones, UFC fighter, I need you to get it together, man. I need you to. Honestly.
He's in the same boat with Josh Gordon, Johnny Manziel.
I need whoever's around, I need them to
just on the BDP train, just self-destruction.
Self-destruction.
Self-destruction, man.
And if that's people around you, I need you to be able to get those people and remove them from your life if this is what's happening. I need you to, because of what you meant to the sport at one time, I mean.
And it has to weigh on Chandler.
Yeah.
Has to.
I mean, you're just thinking, that's family.
Yeah.
You're thinking about family. I don't want to keep seeing these reports of you behind bars, getting in trouble, because that down the line could actually end
you,
up
you know what I
something
hate?
Happened to your
you know
life.
Know what I hate?
Huh?
When he gets cleaned up and he jumps back into the octagon, he's not the same.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Now we've missed his prime.
We missed his prime. And I just want him to be the best person he can be. And that's where I leave it at, man. I love hot takes. I love it. We get to get some stuff off our chest, man. Down the distance. WGNradio.com. Jared Payton.
We the best.
Sean Davis.
We the best. Get my Khaled on today.
He said it. Fan love.